Case number 12854, Clavier Property Holdings LLC seeks variances from the landscape buffer requirement in the combined highway corridor overlay zone, the lot area per dwelling unit, and side and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-82, 115-183, 115-188, and 115-194.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Ann Avenue within the Ann Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 20968 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 27. The applicant is seeking a 890-square-foot variance from the 3,630-square-foot requirement per dwelling unit for the proposed structure, a 20-foot variance from the 20-foot landscape buffer requirement within the combined highway corridor overlay zone, and a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement. We have 2 letters of support, 6 letters of opposition, and 6 mail returns.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for
Mark,
the record?
Mark Clavier, 227 Philadelphia Street, Redwood Beach.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So we're seeking the density variance. And so right now the lot is 10,000 square feet, so we would need an additional 890 square feet of property to do 3 townhomes. That's what we want to do, is 3 townhomes. And right now we're at 2.75 units. So we're short by a quarter unit. And so we're looking at the property north of us, which has condos on it, and the property south of us has condos. And both of those are over that density limit. One's over by about 5 units, and the other one's over, the south one is over 4 units, more than what we would be. So we feel like it's C1, and we could do commercial there. We're allowed commercial, but we think it'll be more consistent with having townhomes instead of, you know, doing a commercial building. And, you know, if we could get that extra square footage, that would help us out to get that third one.
Questions?
Have you considered, are you going to have to add on to do, you're going to have to add on to do the 3 townhomes, correct?
Well, what we want to do is turn the townhomes towards Ann Avenue. So the entrance will be off of Ann Avenue instead of the highway. And, you know, like I said, we'd like to have 3 townhomes instead of 2. I mean, it just makes more sense for us, you know, to do that. And then looking at all the properties up and down the road, that it's mostly on the, our side of the highway, it's mostly residential and condos and things like that. So we would be more consistent to what's there, unless, you know, if we put something commercial there or something like that, people might be upset with that. But I just feel like, you know, what's there and the setbacks, everybody's kind of done their own thing on that street, on that side. Some houses, you know, are close to the front setback within 13 feet of the highway. Some are back a little bit further, but it's just a mix of things that people have done there. But we just feel like it's a neighborhood, it's more residential, and if we do the townhomes, it'll be, you know, more consistent with what's there.
Okay, let me rephrase this. What is the square footage of the building right now?
There is no building on there.
There's no, I thought there was an existing building.
There was, we demoed it.
Okay. It's,
and it, yeah, it was on, you know, the one lot there.
What are the proposed square footages of the condos?
I mean, probably about 3,000 square feet.
Any thought to making them smaller to make it, well, less of a variance needed?
Well, the variance is because we're not allowed to have that third one because we don't have quite enough square footage. So that's what we're seeking, is to try, you know, to have it where we can do 3 instead of 2 and 3. Well, 2 3/4 is not 2 3/4, it's 2. So, like I said, we're shy a quarter unit And then I was just like noting that the properties to the north and south of us already are way over what we're asking for. We're just asking for a quarter where they're actually over several units.
Sir, I see that the proposed building is 79'6" wide, but I don't see the depth of the building. Do you know how deep that building would be?
Well, what we would do is build within the setbacks. So I didn't want to have all these plans drawn up and then come here and spend thousands of dollars to get, you know, plans drawn up and then have to scrap it and start all over again. So whatever our setbacks are is what we can build in, you know. So it's hard for me to tell, like, how deep the unit's going to be until I know what my setbacks are. I know the front setback is 30 feet, and then I think the back setback would be 10 feet.
Is there anything on this lot currently?
No. No, it's vacant.
So there's, you don't have like any trees on the lot or fences or sheds?
There's a fence that goes on the west side of the property and the south side of the property.
Is it on the property line?
Yeah, it's on the property.
Okay. One of the criteria for a variance is that there's something unique about the property that has created a difficulty for you. Is there anything unique about this property?
I would just say that, you know, it's not unique as far as what we want to do. We're just kind of following the plan of what everybody else have done in the past.
The three units, what do you plan to do with them? Are you going to rent them out?
Probably sell them.
Okay. So you wouldn't know then what the future owner would do with them? As far as would they be used as rentals or?
They could rent it. You know, it's hard to say. But like I said, in that area, there's a lot of rentals. They're all over the place. So, but like I said, again, I just feel like the neighborhood would be more conducive to build townhomes than it would to be a liquor store there or something like that.
If we were to deny your variances today, it appears to me that you'd be able to still build two of the townhouses. Is that correct, or do you understand that to be correct?
Yeah, we can do two, but we're so close, that's what we're asking for.
Yeah, it's really hard to see something that's that close and not quite be there.
Yeah, but the other thing too, though, is if we don't build there, maybe we could build two houses there or something like that. But if we don't build there, it could eventually be commercial. We have, you know, if we sell it or something, somebody could put some commercial. And again, I just feel like it's better, I would think, for the neighborhood to have something that's more consistent with everything on that side of the road is residential. We had a lady call the other day. She was one of the neighbors, and she asked what we were doing with the property. And when she found out we were doing townhomes, she was happy. She said she didn't want a liquor store. She didn't want anything like that.
When did you acquire that property, sir?
About a year and a half ago.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And there was a old hair salon there that we demoed.
At John Lorraine's?
Mm-hmm.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I used to go there when I was a little kid and have to stand there for 2 hours while my mom got her hair done. It was torture.
It sounds like fun.
So. Got to keep entertaining, Dr. Carson. Mr. Sharp?
I have a lot of questions. So, The first standard that you have to prove to this board is that there's some unique physical characteristic of the property. And then the second is that due to that unique characteristic, you cannot develop the property in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Those are two of the five standards that we have. And what I see is your testimony is that this is currently a vacant lot, and that you're trying to put more units on there than would be allowed under the current zoning code. Is that right?
Yes, a quarter. We're asking for a quarter more unit. Okay. Yeah, because we're at two. The square footage allows us 2.75 units, so we're short by 8%.
When I look at this, and I want to make sure I'm reading your plan correctly. I just want to make sure I understand it. It looks to me like the rear of this would be 5 feet from the property line.
If we build facing Ann Avenue, the rear would be at least 10 feet or more.
Well, the site plan I'm showing that I see, and maybe it's not the correct one, appears to have a 5 foot.
Oh, is that the previous?
Sodell.
Okay, the Sodell.
Yeah, Sodell, they were going to build a office building there.
Okay.
And they had it all approved through the county and everything. And then for some reason, they backed out.
Okay.
But everything was approved. So their setbacks were 5 on the side, 5 in the rear, and 15 on the front on Coastal Highway. And we were hoping if we could do 3 townhomes, we could have the 15 in the front. Because the building that was there previously, that John Lorraine Hair Salon, we have a survey of that, and it was roughly from the front porch to the front property line, was roughly about 15 feet. So we'd like to have that 15 feet. And then Sodell, when their building was approved, it off the west property line, it was a 5 foot setback.
So I just make sure I'm looking at you. I guess this is the plan then. The townhouses would be 15 feet from Coastal Highway, mm-hmm. that property line.
Mm-hmm.
They would be 5 feet from the interior.
The west side.
The west yep. side.
Mm-hmm.
It would be 25 feet from Ann Avenue.
Or, well, whatever that setback is. It's okay. 30 feet, I think, for okay. the county for a front setback.
How far?
Four averages.
How far would it be from the property to the, I guess, the north?
How far from that property? The north.
It doesn't say on the,
plan. It's across. That's across the street. The one to the north that has the 18 units, I think, on it.
That one there. I'm looking at this plan right here, and it doesn't show a distance.
Of what distance are you asking for? No. Oh, that's going to be whatever the county makes us do. Whether it's 10 feet, that's rear property line. That would be the rear property line. So it would be 10 feet, I think, is the minimum.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, because the only one we have, I was looking at the Sodell one, and it was 5 feet. I'm thinking,
yeah, that's,
there's no rear yard for these folks if they had that.
So. No, that was their office building that okay. they had approved there.
All right. I wanted to make sure we were talking the same thing. And why is the buffer, the landscape buffer requirement, the waiver needed there because it's going to be within the 20, you're proposing to be 15 feet
from? Yeah, the planning and zoning suggested that we ask for that. We were here for the density. That's our main reason. But they were telling us that I wanted the 15 feet, like pretty much everybody else on the street has. But he told us there's a landscape buffer, so you might as well ask for that while you're here, you know, because like all these houses here are anywhere from 13 feet to 15 feet off the front property line on Coastal Highway. And like these are 15 feet. And these also, they have like decks built on the back of them, so their decks go almost all the way to the property line. So like I said, there's so many things that people do in this area that, you know, there's, I don't know when they did them or what they did, but it's just,
Mr. Norwood, I was always in the impression, and maybe I'm wrong, is that landscape buffer applied for a commercial use, not residential. Is that right?
I believe it's for both.
It's for both?
Yeah, we've had one come through one other time, I think.
Yeah, it's just something we don't see a lot.
It's not often.
I mean, we don't get a lot of homes on major roads like this, so.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll double check.
There was multiple letters of opposition. Have you had a chance to look at those?
No, I didn't see any of them.
Okay. And I was trying to go through them on my phone here just a minute ago. The folks were arguing in those cases that you didn't meet the standards for granting a variance. That's essentially a lot of what the verbiage there was. I guess my question is, Can you develop this property in strict conformity with the zoning code?
We can, yes, but we would also, I mean, the other thing was we wanted maybe put two houses on it, but if we did two houses, we'd want to turn the lots facing Ann Avenue, because right now, originally, they were facing the highway. Mm-hmm. But if you put two houses, once you somebody's going to have to enter in off the highway to get to the property, you know, instead of Ann Avenue. But we just, you know, I'm surprised that many people would worry about three townhomes when there's, like you said, townhomes all over the place, condos all over the place in that area.
Do you know how long those other townhomes have been there? I don't know if they predate any of our regulations.
The ones to the south, they were built in the 70s maybe, but the ones to the north, the 18 to the north, they were built in like 83. But I think like the people that live there, I guess they would rather have a commercial building there than residential. I'm just surprised that many people would oppose, you know, something that's pretty much fits the whole area.
All right, I don't have any additional questions at this time. I don't know if any of the board members do.
Anything else from the board? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12854 for Clavar Property Holdings?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12854 for Clavar Property Holdings and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair. I move that we deny case number 12854 for the requested variances. I believe the property does not have unique physical conditions as it is a blank lot. The applicant has failed to demonstrate the property cannot be developed in conformity with Sussex County Code, that the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I also believe that the difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Have a motion?
Second.
Have a second? Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 5-0, I'm sorry, sir, but your case is denied.